We're joined by Dan Quinn, the defensive coordinator at Florida.
Good to be here with you.
And Mike Bobo, who is the OC at Georgia. Congratulations to you both on great seasons.
Thank you.
So what a year. What a year in the SEC. I mean, it is I almost feel bad for the rest of the country.
It's an awesome league, and every week lining up and playing against some really talented players, coaches, the whole deal. It's exactly the type of style that you'd like to play against.
We're only going to have a couple of minutes here before we get to the top of the hour, and I know they're going to call you guys in there here in a minute. I just want to say congratulations on being honored here today, and good luck to you both.
Thank you.
So it's interesting having you two sit by each other. You guys get along okay?
Yeah, we get along great.
He's doing great. He's 2-0 against me, so he should be feeling good, you know.
Well, you know, they win the battle, but looks like you guys get the war as far as BCS games go. And, I mean, Coach, what a crazy game the other day in the SEC championship. Let me start with that. I mean, just a wild performance.
It was an awesome atmosphere, first of all, and just really proud of our kids, how they fought all year to put themselves in position to play in that game. And then, you know, obviously we came up short against a very good team, but really just walked away from that game. And the more I reflect on the game, just how proud I was of the kids and how hard they fought and how hard they played. They laid it out there, and that's all you can ask. And just really excited about them this year, and the future for Georgia, I think, is bright.
And Coach Quinn, for you, I mean, we were just talking to Coach Diaco from Notre Dame. What he said about his team, I think, can be said to a great degree about your team as well. Is that, you know, that it all starts with defense, and certainly you guys have, that's been the staple, and you guys have had off days and good days offensively, but the defense has been the consistent.
I think
part
one
of
the things as a coach that you get most proud of, you can and certainly in college, whether you're a position coach or a coordinator, is when your unit can play in a style and a fashion that you'd like to be a part of. And certainly, you know, with our defense there this year and with the players there, toughness and physical and taking the ball away, being a good tackling team, all those things that are important that you want your tape to look like, you know, those guys have done. It's been great to be a part of it.
Have you guys started watching tape on your bowl game opponents yet?
I have not. You know, haven't had a chance. The GAs are, you know, breaking it down as we speak. So hopefully I'll get in on Thursday and be able to start to look at a little bit of Nebraska.
And we're under the same guys, so our preparation will begin this week. Moving forward down for the Sugar Bowl.
You may find this hard to believe, but in settings like this, I'm scared to death. This is very comfortable for us, but to get up there and make a speech is scary. Are you both comfortable in this setting today as far as your pitch today?
Yeah, because it's been such a amazing, you know, just 2 days here and the way that the community has treated us and been a part of it. So it's such a comfortable atmosphere that I just can't tell you how much we appreciate being here.
Do you guys leave tonight? This afternoon?
After? Yeah, right after.
Yep.
This is the closest the state has been to football relevancy all year, so we're excited to have some quality coaches in town. And you guys got any feel for who's headed to Arkansas? You guys hear any talk in the coaching community?
Inside scoop. No.
Dan Quinn.
No.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. Well, that's the thing. We were talking to Coach
Unless
Kingsbury.
They hijacked me on the way back to the plane today. Right?
We're trying to get all you guys either hired at Arkansas or hired out of the SEC. Either way, it helps the university, so we're good with it.
Well, they'll pick somebody who's terrific. I'm sure it's an absolutely, you know, big time place, and I know we have them next year, and it'll be a battle.
Well, we hope so at least. Good luck to you both. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, we got to take a timeout. We are up against our top of the hour break. We'll be right back in the zone from the Broyles Award in Little Rock.